Welcome back, motherfuckers!
Alright, where did my fucking lighter go? There it is. Let's start this off. All right. Holy shit. Whew. All right. So, I think everyone here knows. There's no nowhere right on right here. I think everyone who listens to this knows I'm kind of a prick. I'm okay with the fact that I'm a prick. I don't know if everyone else is okay with the fact that I'm a prick in the world. I don't know. Hold on. Let me fix this so it's a little bit better for you. Just making it, I've noticed on some of the podcasts that, I guess my mic will bump or something, and I don't know, it's not that, it'll bump up against shit, and it'll make it so that the sound's not as clear as it could be, so I'm trying to sort some shit out, and figure out an easier way of doing everything. I think I got it now. It'll loop it around a little bit and do some weird shit. Alright, what happened to me recently? We all know that I'm an asshole. But I'm a person that flips a shit when I feel like wrong has been done to me, you know? I'm a person that I can't sit there and take it when shit's going bad for me. Like, other people just eat a dick and fucking take it. I can't. And this situation was just like the fucking, a couple weeks ago I talked about how in the parking lot I yelled at a person. I had to fucking do it. I had to do it! It's not my fault. I had to fucking scream at someone. As some of you may know from previous podcasts, I was blind recently. I am poor, so I ran out of contacts and I ran out of glasses. I was poor and I ran out of contacts and glasses. So I said, fuck it, I want to experiment with being blind for a few weeks. So it was about 3 weeks that I was blind. Two or three weeks. And at the end of it, all I could say is, fuck this. Fuck this headache, fuck this not being able to see, fuck my car going off the road, fuck all of this. So I was like, I got vision insurance, I'm gonna go and get some contacts. I went to Walmart, and I called Walmart first. This is what fucks everything up. This is the start of Walmart fucking with me in a way that I couldn't deal with. I called Walmart, I told them my insurance, I asked if we were covered, and they said yes. And then I said, so it's $20. That's what my copay is for a vision thing. $20, right? And the woman was like, yeah, it's $20. So I went, okay. So I go to Walmart, get my shit done. And they're talking to me about, like, oh, do you want glasses? Do you want contacts? And I hear behind the woman that's dealing with me another person on the phone. And she's like, oh, yeah, you have VSP. You're not in network, so it does cost. And I said, whoa, that lady just said I'm not in network. That means I'm not fucking covered. And she goes, no, you're covered. It's just, it's $79 for the eye exam. And I went, I'm not fucking paying you. I have no way of paying you. I was like, this is a serious problem because, number one, you guys got me in here on false pretenses. Number one, yeah, I can read fucking books. I understand what a false pretense is. And she already had something coming up. She was like, oh, it's not because this and that. We tell everyone. And I went, no, that's not what you fucking told me, number one. And number two, I'm not paying it. I was like, you can take your fucking... I was like, I got a pair of sample contacts in. I can milk these for 3 months, 4 months. One pair of contacts I can use for 4 months. They're monthly. These shits never fucking die until fucking protein builds up in your eye and it gets all fucked up. I used the same pair of contacts I had for fucking... It was a 6 month supply of contacts. I used them for 3.5 years. 3.5 years. And the only time I started throwing them out was when they started getting these lumps of protein on them. And fucking, it would hurt my eyelid from the inside after about 4 days of them. I got a pretty high pain tolerance. I can deal with that. After about 4 or 5 days of my eyes fucking watering and hurting, I'd take them out and be like, okay. Each one of those contacts I could keep in for 3 or 4 months, and I don't take my contacts out every night either. I'm a real piece of shit. I shouldn't have contacts. But I have to if I want to shoot. I said you lured me in here under false pretenses. One pair of fucking contacts. I can keep this going. And she said, well, here's what's going to happen then. She said, well, I'm going to bill your insurance and tell them that you came in, you got an eye exam, and then they're going to send you a bill because they're going to pay us. And I was like, this is why you lied to me, is because you still get fucking paid through the insurance. We're just not in network. Like, that's what they're fucking doing. And I said, lady, maybe you don't understand something. I have no way of paying you. $75 plus the copay for the other shit, for my contacts, plus the $30 for the fucking, that's over $100. Can't pay it. I said, literally, I'm going to walk out of here. I'm going to go to another place before you can, or she was like, I'm going to report it to the insurance. That way you can't go and get another eye exam. And I went, lady, first off, I can go right now. I got all the time in the world right now. I said, not going to pay it. They send me a bill. I tear it up. I cancel their insurance. I let it go to collections. I argue it down to $20 the way it was supposed to be, because that's how collections works. Maybe you don't know that. And she was like, well, then, you know, how are you going to pay? And I was like, she was like, well, if you can't pay that, how are you going to pay for the glasses and the con on top of? And I said, let's work out some simple fucking math. And I started screaming. Okay, I wasn't screaming, but I started yelling. Before that, I was just very, very aggressive and decisive. A man who speaks true and with warrant to everything that he says. And so I say to the lady, louder, because she's going to do this. I went, well, it's a simple fucking math equation, lady. And thank you for inquiring about my finances in front of all these people. Now, a good tactic of getting your way is making a scene. If you know you're within your rights and everything. I said, here's what it comes down to. $20 copay versus $75 copay. What I was going to do is pay for my contacts with my debit card, because that comes out to $4 for me. Alright? And then I was going to pay for the rest of that on a credit card that has about $60 left on it. And I was going to pay that off later. But the thing is, I'm at my maximum because it's been a year and a half since I had a fucking job up here. Huh? How about that? Thanks for bringing all of that up in front of all these people. Now, in my mind, there's like 20 or 30 people in here. I'm sure realistically, I'm just trying to be even more realistic with you guys, there's probably like 5 people, and the woman felt like an idiot. And she said, well, we would never say that. We would never do that, and we're not going to honor your copay. And I said, all right. Well, then I'm fucking done. I'm walking out of here. Thank you for the fucking free sample contacts. You're never getting your money. Ever. You're never getting your money from me. And she said, well, do you even know what time and date that you called? And I was like, yeah, I fucking do. I have a cell phone. I went into my recents. I found their number. I told her, Thursday, 11 o'clock a.m. is when I called. Actually, it was 11:03. Since you're nitpicky, I was like, how about this? I'm not trying to ruin your day. I'm trying to be nice here. But you're in the wrong and you're not fucking seeing it. You're not the person I should be yelling at anyway. And she goes, well, she looked at the schedule. And she was like, well, the woman who you talked to on the phone is going to be here in 30 minutes. And I went, how about this? She was like, you can talk to her directly about it. And you and her are going to settle it out. And I was like, first, she's going to come in, she's going to tell me the same bullshit you fed me, and she's going to deny the fact that she said that to me because now she has an angry customer and her boss here, and she's going to get in trouble. I said, and also what's going to happen is I'm still not going to get my money. If she comes in, me talking to her versus me talking to you doesn't fucking do anything for me besides piss me off more. So how about you stop fucking pissing me off? Because here's what's going to happen. And I was like, all right, now you have a goddamn ultimatum. Now you piss me off by doing this shit. Now you tried to add a human-esque aspect to this, and guess what? I can switch that fucking switch in my brain off, and I can turn myself into a goddamn psychopath. Alright? I can go from mildly sociopathic to completely psychotic in seconds when I decide to be. I'm like Doug Stanhope. I'm like Hunter Thompson, okay? Even though I don't have the morals, the talent, the skills, the brain, the sense of humor, or the dashing good looks, style sense, or not giving a fuck like both of those two guys did, alright? Listen, I have nothing in common with those two, really, is what I realized, because I'm a little pissant, alright? I'm worthless, I mean nothing. Those two people have made some pretty good cultural changes in the world. So, this woman, I turned to her and I said, you have two options now. You made me do this. Either one, you honor the $20 because I can't pay for it either way. Or, and you get your money before it goes to collections and you sell it all for a hugely discounted rate. Or number two, I got nothing to do. I'm going to wait a half hour and I'm going to scream at that girl until I feel better. Now, I'm already riled up and speaking very aggressively and louder. So, that's one of those moments where I fucking patted myself on the back because I realized how scary that is if you think about it. I'm not going to yell at you until you honor me for my $20 versus $70. I'm not going to scream at you until I walk out of here not paying. I'm going to scream at this girl until I feel better. Do you know how long it is? Do you know how much pent-up aggression? I'm a fucking hothead. You know how much pent-up aggression I have? I could literally scream in someone's face for I could scream at someone like Shia LaBeouf screamed in that Trump supporter's face, only I could do that for 12 to 14 hours, and I still would not feel better. That's the way my adrenaline system works! So, I say that to her, and she sees that I have mentally, I kind of make a face, I guess, of like, hey, that was really good. I like me at this moment. This is one of the only times I like me. And I guess she saw how fucking scary of an idea that is. Because this girl's going to come in, and I was planning already. I wasn't even going to let this girl clock in. I was, as soon as she walked in, I was going to start fucking screaming. And I don't know why it's a girl. It could have been a guy. She didn't particularly say. She said that the person who said that is going to come in. Guy. I'm going to switch it to guy. Because me screaming at another woman seems like I have a problem with women. And I have a repeating pattern of yelling at women. Alright, so this is a guy in my mind. This is actually, I kind of planned it out to be a guy. But so he was going to come in. I wasn't going to let him fucking clock in. I was going to scream at him for at least 45 minutes to an hour. And do you want to know why that's petty? That's petty because they're probably making like $10 to $12 an hour. I wanted to yell at him until he lost the money by not being able to clock in that I would have gotten. This is how fucked up my mind goes in situations like this. I go, all right, fuck this guy. The difference is $50. I got to scream at him for 5 hours. Realistically, I got it in me for 5 hours, but I'm not going to fucking do that. No human being. I keep this podcast down to 35 to 45 minutes just to try and save you guys from dealing with my bullshit. So, this podcast is the saddest thing I've ever done. It really is. There's like 1,000 people. I'm kind of like fucking plateaued at how many people are actually going to listen to this and be amused, and I probably know each and every single fucking one of you. It's just UPA, it's probably just friends, former family, family member who listen to this just to keep in touch with my mental state. Because I moved to the middle of fucking nowhere. So she honors it. She walks around back for a little bit. And then she goes, all right, we're going to honor it, but there's still a $30 charge for your contact fitting. And I went, all right, because realistically, for my contacts, it's a $20 fucking copay. You're charging me that? All right. Fucking, you charged me $4 for my contacts like a fucking idiot. So the entire thing came out to be, $54. When with her, it would have been, if I just fucking took it, would have been over $100. It would have been like $102. I got 50% off in 20 minutes of my fucking time. That's why you goddamn stand up for yourself, all right? Now I'm going to tell you another story where I was kind and nice. I was, went into the local supermarket. My girlfriend wasn't feeling dinner. She wanted me to get some dinner for her, get some dinner for myself, you know? So I went and I got myself sushi, and I got her who knows what the fuck it was. But I'm going through, and the guy behind the register is just like, "Hey, dude, you like sushi?" I was like, "Yeah, I love sushi. It's really hard to find here, and I know that I'm getting shit sushi here." But you know, every now and again, I get the urge, and I feel like I deserve it, and it's only like $6, $7, so I'll do that every now and again for myself. Rarely, but every now and again. And the guy was like, "Hey, I haven't met another person up here who likes sushi." And I said, "Okay, you're breaking the wall here. You're the guy behind the counter. We exchange pleasantries like that." And I said this to him. I was like, "You're supposed to just say like, oh, to end the fucking Walmart story, because I just remembered. Sorry, I'll go back to that real quick." She rings everything up and she hands me the bag, and I go, "I believe you're supposed to tell me to have a good day, ma'am." And she goes, "Have a good day, sir." And I walked around the corner and I fucking smiled and I fucking shook my hands in the air and I was so happy. But now I have to wait like, you know, fucking forever for my contacts to come in. I know they're not going to tell me when my contacts come in, but I got a monthly. I can just go and pick them up whenever I fucking want. All right, so this guy in Hannaford, he goes, "Well, there's a really good sushi restaurant around here. Do you want to go to it?" And so I'm getting weirded out, number one, because guys being unprofessional, number two, there's like two or three people behind me now, and they're clearly anxious, they're clearly waiting, I've already paid, and now I'm just sitting there, this guy won't let me go. So it's just like, there's a good sushi restaurant, it's right down the road, we could grab lunch together, we could grab dinner sometime. And I was like, "Are you asking me out?" And he goes, "Well, that's up to you. But, you know, it's mainly that no one else really likes raw fish around here." And so I saw, and the woman behind me kind of goes, like, I'm the one fucking flirting with the guy. And he's flirting with me, and I'm visibly uncomfortable. So what I did was this. So I went, I said, "Fuck it." I said, "Ma'am, you're completely right. This is ridiculous. How about I help?" So I had the cashier, I made him put his arms behind his back, and what I did was I stuck my hands through the circle in his arms, and I started checking the woman out, and you know, I kept telling him, I was like, "Move your mouth," when I moved my mouth. So I was like, "Hey, how you doing today? Do you have your Hannaford card? You know, got any plans for the weekend? That's good. How's your family? Doing well?" And then I went, "Hey, funny question, do you happen to like sushi?" And the woman behind the counter was like, "Actually, I love sushi." And I was like, "I love sushi too." And she was like, "Oh." And I was like, "You know, so there's this great place right around the corner. How about tomorrow, 7 p.m., we meet it there. It's called Sushi Go-Go. How about we meet there? You and I get dinner together. My treat." And the woman goes, "Yeah, of course. Like, well, we can totally do that." And so I finish her order and everything. But, like, the guy to the left there is complaining and everything. So what I do then is I put my hands behind my back, and the woman sticks her hands through my arms and the cashier's arms, and she checks this guy out. And then I go, you know, I say to the guy again, like, "Hey, man, do you happen to like sushi?" And he goes, "No." I hate raw fish. That's disgusting. So we let him be on his way, and she took her hands out of my arms, and I took my, I stepped to the side and I said, hey, now you have a date to go get sushi with. I'm out. Charlie Murphy, Charlie Murphy, Charlie Murphy. I didn't say Charlie Murphy. But then I walked out, and I realized that I had just gotten that guy a date, you know? Whether date or necessarily, or just like someone to go and get sushi with it. So I felt good about it. I felt good about my life afterwards. I know it was very uncomfortable, but everyone played along pretty well, and everyone was doing the crazy stuff. You know? I feel vindicated. We're a ways into the Trump presidency now, you know? He has already started fucking up our foreign trade by now, I'm sure. This is recorded way in advance, so I'm gonna do some predictions here. He's lied about the inauguration, I'm sure. It's already come out that he's lied about the inauguration numbers. This is about when this is reported. And he's been talking about, economics a little bit. So what I think he's going to do is I think he's going to pull out of, not NAFTA, the FTT or FTB or federal, whatever, the bigger one, I forget the name of. I think he's going to pull out of it completely. And then I think he's going to turn his back on, NAFTA. Then what I think he's going to do is he's going to put a import tariff on anything that comes in that isn't American made. And I think what he's trying to do is bring some manufacturing back to America. So that what he's trying to do in my mind is that fucking one ruler in Japan who just like shut down the borders and everything for fucking a couple hundred years. I think that's what Trump's trying to do with America now. Which I'm all for, actually. Economies of scale are great. Woo! So I think that's what Trump's gonna do. But the thing that makes me feel vindicated right now is actually that now they call it fake news, alternative. I mean, by tomorrow or the day after, I bet they're gonna come out and say it was like alternative facts, and they're gonna come out with shots from the perception of Donald Trump where he would see that it would be a million people that showed up for it. So maybe his perception is that a lot of people showed up to it, but the rest of the world, with an aerial camera can look down at that and know that that's not true, but he is a person who, can open up his mind to any other realities. So, a while ago on the podcast, I was in the middle of a manic depressive state and kind of seeing the world for what it really is. And I have a problem. I still kind of have a problem with reality of things that do and don't happen. And that's sort of the theme of this entire podcast, I guess. I'll sort of tell people now. This is meant to be a reality-bending podcast, you know? Some stories are 100% true. Other stories aren't. If you haven't picked up on that by now, it's fucking, you're dumb. Alright? My entire thing is to my listeners, you are never going to be able to tell what is and isn't real. Of what has and hasn't happened. And there's a purpose for that. And maybe I'll tease you guys and tell you before I stop doing this podcast. I think I'll do this podcast for a year or two. Because it's a great companion to have on the way home. Sort of sort out my thoughts and everything. But, I talked a little while ago about how reality is subjective and there's no such thing as a real reality and yada, 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 right? Fucking crazy, mind-blown for some of you. But other people, I'm sure, didn't believe it. And also, this is, you know, if you guys disagree with anything I've said up until now, isolationistpodcast@gmail.com, bradfoster@gmail.com. These are my fucking emails. Fucking tell me you hate me. Just email me with suck a dick. That's all you gotta do. I don't care. I just want to see how many people are actually fucking downloading and listening and all of that. Okay? Now that he's presenting, that Donald Trump is presenting what he calls alt facts, now I'm looking at the world and society and everything, and I'm going, ha-ha! Ah, I called it! I called this weeks ago! Well, I called this, like, I don't know, in high school or when I was VP of philosophy. But I really had no way of... It's something that's been sitting in my head for a really long time, and I think a lot of other comedians, I'm sure, we're generally a people that do their best to see the world for how it is, while we can't necessarily understand our own personal relationships with the world and those around us. So I called this, and now I'm seeing it, and I am saying to, I am calling it here. This is Bokokomon versus the dude's name in the book. What we're seeing is everything that Kurt Vonnegut has talked about. What we're seeing is, Fahrenheit, 451 is what we're seeing again. We're about to enter a stage into the world where communication is so confusing that people have now rejected it, so that those in power can continue being in power unchecked, with absolute power, and have all of us check out and us be so divided into our own echo chambers where we're not going to be able to see stuff for how it really is. Welcome to the world. We're regressing. Which is why I regressed first. Haha! I'm stubborn! I see things! So guess what, rest of the world? While you're all fucking struggling, I haven't regressed. When the price for something goes up fucking insane amounts, I'm gonna be the one buying seeds and planting them. I'm the one with 30 chickens in my goddamn... When meat is scarce, I'm the one with 30 chickens in my freezer downstairs that I can sell for bullets that'll let me shoot things that I can eat and then fucking butcher them and fucking sell that meat. I'm just saying, I feel really validated lately, for once in my life. I don't get to feel validated very often. Most of the time I'm wrong. Most of the time, I feel like I'm an idiot in any situation. But right now, I am making predictions of regression. They're already defunding Planned Parenthood, which is, I don't really understand that. Planned Parenthood is a place where people can't talk to their parents, or, like, you know, young women and men who can't talk to their parents, go to get birth control, condoms, things that make it so that they don't continue to have kids at a younger age. Nationally, abortion's down, though, so this may actually, it's one of those things that it could be a non-issue that we're over fucking, it's not popular to say, but maybe we're overthinking it. Abortion's down a lot. I don't know. I just think that women have the right to get an abortion, as long as they also consider, the guy in the situation, because I went through an entire, thing, you know? I went through, like, a big fucking thing where someone, it turned out at the end, had faked the abortion and faked the pregnancy, so my own personal bias is in here. I would like it if men had somewhat of a say in it. I understand it's your body, but it's two people who made that decision to be stupid. And if one person would like to take that kid and the other doesn't, and that's pre-discussed beforehand in an adult manner where no one is forced into anything and no one is coerced, I say let it be a viable option to let the female have the kid and hand that over to the father if he is seen fit to be a father. And he would like to have that kid. That's the thing that everyone forgets. You know? I know having a kid is awful. I know having a kid is terrible. But if there were more single dads out there, I'm sure single moms would be getting a lot more in life. But the thing is, when you have an abortion and everything, like, it gets difficult to have single dads, you know? I don't see a whole lot of single dads. I see a lot more single moms, and I think that that is unfair. I think that single moms will get more respect when there's more single. And I know it's fucked up to say, and I'm not the misogynistic one. I'm the one that's looking at the way the world works and seeing how it would work and a means within the system that's already in place to get things like this to work. I forget where I was even fucking going with this. Oh, I was saying I feel validated lately. I feel like I have questioned my decision to move to Vermont sometimes. I've questioned my decision to become isolated from other human beings sometimes. Alright? Question that. I no longer question that with the Trump presidency. Because you have the left, you have the right, you have no middle ground anymore. What we don't have is the logic party anymore. Even science is fucked up now. Even science no longer is objective, you know? Good science is, but there's a lot of bad science out there. So there's no objective reality anymore. There's no objective truth. Ha! 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 I was the crazy one for all these years! Still am, but I feel a little bit less crazy lately. Because there's so much craziness going on in the world that I've fucking seen, and I've called it, and I've fucking thought about this since I was a kid, knowing what we were eventually going to move towards, and never being able to express it without coming off as some fucking crazy conspiracy nut. Ha. I win. So in.